the tachana of Rabbeinu Gershom not to marry two wives. We know that in the Torah you can marry two wives. You know, the Avos, many of the Avos had two wives. I mean, I guess two out of the three of us had more than one wife. The Gemara of Amos and the Samech discussed a situation where a woman got divorced because she didn't have children, and you know, the question is, does she get a ksuba? Was it his fault? Was it her fault? And the Gemara said, well, maybe the guy can... so I don't think he got divorced yet. Whereas read the first Makor, Omar, you Azov Ansiv Israel the Nafshai. He wants to check if it's really his fault, so he's gonna marry another wife, he's not divorced yet, to see if he can have children. So Omar Rami, Afizu Yosef Eating Suba, you can't have two wives, Rami says. Shani Omar called no se Ishal Ishta Yosef Eating Suba. You can't have two wives. Rama says no se other Kamanashi Nashim al Ishta Bhud Islay Limizinayu Ninu Ninhi. So Rava paskins that you're allowed to marry more than one wife as long as you can afford to provide mizonos for them. So it's clear that in the Torah you can marry more than one wife. There is a debate here in the Gemara of Ami and Rava if there's some type of din drabanan not to. But the halacha is like Rava that even mid drabanan you're allowed to marry more than one wife, provided that you're able to afford it and you're able to provide the mizonos for each one of the wives. Now, we are familiar with this tcherem of Rabbeinu Gershom or Agola, one of the early Rishoni Ashkenaz, quoted by many Rishonim. If you look at source number 2, the Maharami Radenburg brings it down, Bacherem asher sam Rabbeinu Gershom, Shlo Yisa Ish, Deinashim, etc. So many Rishonim quote this din of Rabbeinu Gershom. The question is, what exactly is the rationale for Rabbeinu Gershom not to marry two wives? So what do you, Taina? Let's say based on Rava in the Gemara Nivamos. Rava says it's mutter provided that you can afford it. So what might the rationale be for Rabbeinu Gershom's Gzera?
But he can afford it?
Yeah, maybe it's a... Listen, people aren't all the way. They think they can afford it and they go out of business, they can't afford it. Maybe it's in Rabbonan, Atu, you can't afford it. That's, in fact, what the Marami Padua writes in source number 3. Even though we pass on like Rava, who says that no So maybe it's a gzeira. Atu, she'ein lo lefarnes, nishozov. He won't be able to the second wife. He won't be able to afford it. The Mishkas Yaakov, verse number 4, it quotes another explanation. The Gemara says, you're not supposed to marry a woman in one country and then have another wife in a different country. Because in those days, they didn't have email, they didn't have telephones. You might not even know there was another family. And then, there might be a kashinach between his son, in America and his daughter in Europe. And it would be mamish achnos echoso, mamzerus. So Rav Lozim Yaakov says, even though you can get married two wives, you shouldn't do it in distant places. Out of this chashash of ach no se'achos. This is a big issue of halacha lemaisa with sperm donation. Now it's a serious mikshal because here in Eretz Yisrael they take sperm donation from Jewish males and you can donate many times and you have a situation where nobody even knows where the father is. It's like it's a secret. It's confidential. And then you have very serious issues. That's why it's always recommended that they do sperm donation, they have a non-Jewish donor, because then the child's not related halachically to the parent. Anyway, Lemaisa, the Mishkas Yaakov writes, source number 4, Im kol zizar klamash rabiyam gershom l'saye tikein hakanazos, the siyad. So Fu aser iser Torah kide darshinan mikra valzen hemar umala arzima. Fu ata v'nes aramim zman galus v'nakum noyim v'nadim until talim makom l'makom. Says the Mishkan Yaakov, the concern was, Rabbi Gershom's concern was that people had to like travel to make a living. In this kind of so when he's doing business in the Far East, he'll have one family there. When he goes back home to Europe, he'll have another family there. So the situation is very, the chashash exists. V'alkein hiskim moragola ligzor v'asar hadavar legamre hu vaday siyar.
This is in gezera onto isha v'makom ze and then ach nose achoso. Meaning, obviously, that's ach nose achoso is obviously isha deraisa.
The way he's formulating it is even this idea of having two families in different places would also be an isha deraisa, which is interesting. He didn't have to learn the Gemara that way. Could have said that that's a Din Drabanan, meaning, and this would be like a Gzera on that Din Drabanan. Anyway, the Maizet, you have the understanding of Mishkan Yaakov that it's something like Gzera connected to the concept of Lo Yisa Adam, Yishab Medina Zu, Yelech, Yisa Acheres, Medina Acheres. If I'm not mistaken, historians agree with the Mishkan Yaakov. They say this is really the rationale for the Rebbein Gershom. People were traveling, and there was this concern really existed. In any case, these are two svaras mentioned in the Achronim. The Hagos Mordechai, in source number 5, quotes Rabbeinu Avigdor, who basically says it's a concern of katata. If you look at source number 5, Hadlo Gazar Agon, Ela Mishum Katata. Now, what does katata mean? Who's katata?
Shalom
Bayis between? Okay, so the two started here. You're tying between the wives, okay, Ktata Bein Hanashim, or Ktata, right, before you get married, you're going to threaten your wife, you know, you better, you know, whatever, otherwise you're going to take another wife. That would be a serious Ktata between the husband and the wife, meaning the husband and the first wife.
I would assume even after they get married, I can imagine.
It's a little open Tanakh, I'm saying, it's the open Sefer Bereishis. It's not so pasha to have more than one wife. Ben Ish. L'ishta. So either a ketata bein ishta or a ketata bein hanashim atzma. And this is explicit. Look at the Chuvas Rashba. Somebody asked him, a lot of these Chuvas are really, really heart wrenching. Like, so his wife basically, you know, became, you know, not mentally there. And he wanted to get married, and he did. And then people were telling him, it's wrong that he got married because of Tchanas Ben Gershom, shouldn't marry a second wife. And of course, she can't even receive a get. So what do you do? So the Rashba, if you look at verse number 7, explains that it's only because of katata. And here, you know, it's not relevant. The woman is unfortunately, you know, not aware of her surroundings, and you're allowed to marry another wife. Vata mori hatzila nafshi, this is the Shoel. Mishakas horeni mutar ani lisa isha cheres v'stompia poskim. That has been universally accepted. It didn't say. It makes sense. He didn't make the gzera, you know, the chalutin, the complete, you know, on all cases. He only made the gzera, you know, to protect the woman against these husbands who are pritzim, v'holulim, ha-mis'alulim, they're somehow abusing their wives. It's interesting, he's bringing in the idea of l'garish shalokaroi, which is really the other gzera of being garish v'alkarkacha. The way this Chuvas Rashi is quoted by Darki Moshe is that he takes out that line. But either way, it seems like certainly there's an understanding that the chashash of katata is between the husband and the wife, husband taking advantage of the wife. The Maharam Sheik speaks about the other idea, the ketata between the wives. Look at verse number 8. The Chach Nira Pashu the Yesh Takanazu Tamim Rabbi. There are many reasons. Shaleva the Iser Vesina Vagoremes Lakama Takalos. Gamina Yevamos Perika Isha Shalom Tzaros Hashudos Lakalkalos Chaverta Filu Himetalkalos Atzma. Co-wives, it's not, they're called Tzaros. Why are they called Tzaros? Because they cause each other tzaras, and they're willing to, you know, mess themselves up even to hurt, just to hurt their co-wife. There's a lot of jealousy, there's a lot of animosity. It's not pretty. So he writes, Kamosh Omeres, Tamos Nafshi Plishtim, etc. So he basically argues that the Cheshash Takala is one between, not exclusively, but between wives. Between wives. So that was the rationale for Reino Gershon. There are two other explanations brought in the Achronim. One is a very famous tshuva from Rav Yaakov Emden in the Sheilas Yavetz, where he discusses the concept of Pilegesh. And Toch Kedei, he basically says, you're going to tell me there's a problem to have a Pilegesh, maybe that would be a violation of Chen Gershom. He says, well, you know, the whole point of Chen Gershom was just because the Goyim didn't let us marry more than one wife. Really, you know, all from Jews have more than one wife. Look at the Avos. It's a good thing. It just, you know, it seems quite odd to say such a thing. He says, really, it's just that the Goyim would be upset at us, and we can't do anything against the Malchusa. So we don't have one more than one wife because of this minhag hamakom of the chukeh medina. If you look at source number 9, kilo ba ide takana zu elim tei sakana sarelim. It was dangerous. Nasha inkin makom she ina umos makvidim vali lo gazar lo hosiv v'tora masha in bosiak lo kedol tor. So that's again, you know, it's fairly well position. But that's his shita. That's really the kana of Rabbeinu Gershom is because of chukei hamedina, chukei akum. Let's say he even wonders why it's not a violation of chukos akum. So it's a sheva al tasa. So you can really we should. The Jewish way is to have more than one wife. That's what he argues. And having one wife is a Christian concept. But what can you do? So sheva al tasa will follow the minhag of the Christians. It's just a very odd thing. But anyway, that's what he writes. And then there's a tshuva of the Shemen Soson, David Levine, from the Achronim, Binyamin David Levine. He argues that in the same name as Rebbe, that it's connected to the Gemara Babasar of Sama Kombez. The Gemara there says that, after the Korban, after Yitzaros, really, we shouldn't marry at all. But what can we do? It's an exerish and a sibri yokalamu. So the Rebbe of the Shemen Soson says, well, it's true that we can't not marry at all. But we can limit. We can have one wife. Look at the lashon. V'dechrina be'es asher yelamanti itzel hagon achosid maharim shemati v'piv hakadosh she'is b'sof seches ches chabati mishum tishapashta malchus gazur gazeros kashos aleinu v'telos mimenu l'toro mitzvahs dinu shenigzor al atzmenu shelo lisa isha v'libanim. V'zeh ha'esod shel Rabbeinu Gershom v'ragola shel lisa she'nashim ki rov ha'tzibur yuchlu l'amud b'zeh v'sha'achas. We can have one wife and we shouldn't have more. So some type of, zecher l'chorban, or some type of, kiyum v'miksas, the idea of dinhu shelo nisa nashim l'nolid yiladim. So we have different, understandings of this gzeira. I guess five or six understandings. Either it's a gzeira, you can't afford it, or it's a gzeira, you're going to have two families in two different places, a situation of achnos achoso, or it's a question of katata, either between the husband and the wife, or between the wives themselves, or it's a question of chukas akum, or some type of kilum b'miksas of this idea of dinu shelo, nisa nashim v'lo noli yuladim, the Gemara in Bava Basra, the Afsana, the Chamabiz.
So,
he applied it to that. So that's the claim. We don't really know. I mean, the Gemara says it's and it's even like, so he says, well, now we can be only. But she's saying it should have done earlier. It's not really a main reason. That's what he writes. So okay. So I want to discuss just briefly a couple of nafkaminas. The first is the question of mechila. If you look at the Darkei Moshe, the source number 11, the v'makom shacherim noeg osur. She says, listen, it's no problem. I really like this girl. People always try to set up their friends' wives. I have a solution. I just marry her. So it's Nisratza. That was a joke. So what if she's Nisratza? So the Rabbi Moshe says, it doesn't make a difference. Even if she's masking, it's still awesome. That's what Darkei Moshe says. But if you look at the Knesset HaGedolah, He writes, "Vaminak pashu b'zana zed v'rishu say bilvad tzagi." If the woman gives permission, it's okay. U'maisi mechol yom v'les tumicha v'yad ish ha'usa zos lisa ish al ishta achar she'nesna l'rishus. If she says it's okay, it's fine. So he's not sure. I think he was living in Greece, so he's not sure if the cherem is hispashit there. So people get married to more than one wife with permission of the first wife, but he's not sure. Is that because the cherem doesn't exist in this locale, or it exists but mechila works? So mechila might work. So how would this be tolerated in the chakira? What do you tell you?
Mechila.
So if
it's atu, you can't afford it.
Then it's possible that it could work.
Well, you can move on the zonas. So I would think it works, right?
Right, but I think there's a Rabbi Kiva anger here that says that even according to that reason, it might not work.
Yeah, I didn't see that.
That even because.
On the Shulchan?
I think so. That, it's that, because the woman might feel pressure to give in.
Ah. Interesting. So, is she really mochel? She mochel future, she mochel now. Right, okay. Right. She closer from the mechila. Okay. Potentially, though. If it's a question of achnos achoso, so certainly it doesn't work, her mechila is not going to help. Meaning, right? If it's a question of katata, so here too, I mean, it's hard to say mechila works, because she might think it's okay, but she'll be upset later if people are, you know, so I would think it doesn't work. If it's a bunch of chukos akum, obviously mechila won't work, and zeichel kovin also won't work. So maybe only according to the first reason might, if you have to give you anger, I didn't see that, might it work. Okay, next up, Kamina. What happens if you move from Europe to somewhere else? Is there gavra that stays with you, or is it telling the makom? So the minute you move, you can now change. You know, and so the Shel Ziyavitz quotes Iran, source number 13. He disagrees with Iran. Ashkenazi, when you move to Spain, you can move to the whole reason is the sakana of the minagam makom. He's like very into it. It's great to have two wives. So here
we have another question of a person who moves over Lumitina Cheret. So according to all the reasons, Lachora. Again, if it's a chukas akum, right? It's the Reuven of
how was it Reuven Ayvish? I meant to Yaakov Elden.
He says if it's chukas akum, it's mutter. It's mutter in Medina Acheres. Of course, this is zechel korban. It's a ktata. It's a chash achar nosei koso or a gzeira that you can't afford it. It would apply regardless of where you.
You're right, over here.
What's the difference? What do you mean?
There's no katata, she's not here.
I think there's still katata, she's going to find out, you're going to go back. I don't think it's necessarily...
Well, if you're going to go back, then who gets that?
Right, okay, unless you're going to bring her.
And the assumption...
Well, if you don't bring her, there's no katata.
Right, okay.
The assumption is that it's totally not dependent on, you know, it depends on whether you're Ashkenazi or
Sephardi. Yeah, I mean, there is a claim to say that an Ashkenazi moves to Sephardi and becomes Sephardi. If that's the case...
Well, it's Sephardi.
Okay. If that's the case, though, so then it won't be a shayla. But let's assume that's not the case, right? You know, you move there to sell, you keep one yontif, you don't become Sephardi, you know, so far. Okay. Let's say another question. Lachas Ketanos deals with the question of two Ashkenazi women want to marry a Sephardi guy. Is it totally, is it Israel on the woman or only on the man? Can two Ashkenazi women marry a Sephardi guy? So what does he say? She'elim utelis Ashkenaziot lisa shtei two Ashkenaziot to marry a Sephardi. Shuva efshar to k'shem shelo hihuzu k'sheres dinasa psulim. Hakanami takanasa gen gershom akakaf to the gavri monach. Mishum tikun ditu. Aval isha b'choldu nicholeo l'tkuni asir v'kibam liya lo avusi. V'chei regershom. V'lo livusi. V'chein hore harav or shraga v'alocha rovakas v'in potze peh. Afo pishi yesh l'pakpek. So he's not sure. He says some... or matir? But he's not sure. So what are you taina? Beis Ashkenaziot want to marry a Sephardi. So what are you taina? If it's Sheva Yisa Achaz Achoso.
Yeah, one would be Aser.
Yeah.
Two would be Aser.
Two would be Aser, okay.
Three would depend.
Might depend. I'm not even sure it really depends.
What do you mean?
Might depend on who.
I don't think
it should be Aser. It should be Aser. Katata's Katata.
What would that have to do with Nashim? Meaning, Nashim are involved no matter what.
Right.
No, but I'm saying
if the two of them agree to themselves, I mean, if it's
Ketatah. Oh, sorry, the women are Ashkenazi. Right. If the two women are Sephardi, then it'd be with them. Right.
Right, that's right. For sure.
If the two women are Sephardi, I'm Ketatah being the two women.
Then
you're talking about two Sephardi women Ashkenazi got, man?
Yeah.
That's not the kind he's discussing. He's discussing, it's an interesting question. So if the two women are Ashkenazi, so...
This one should be Aser. Two Sephardi women to an Ashkenazi man should be mutter if the ketatah is between the two women.
Right, only between the two women.
Maybe Zekel of Korban would be mutter because...
Why?
Because it's like the Xera is on, it says his Mia, meaning the man is supposed to be Mamayan wives.
Interesting.
The women aren't being Mamayan husbands.
I didn't think that. You're saying that the Zekel of Korban is on the man only.
Yeah.
I agree with
that. It's not Zekel of Korban, but the woman.
Okay. The Seder. Another Nafkamina. Is the Isser only Nisuen? Or is it even Erisin? So, a person has a woman who he was Misaris, and then for whatever reason he's not going to marry her. Let's say she's in Shtates. Can you then go and marry somebody else? Without, you know.
I mean, first one. Is the Isser on. If your first wife.
Or vice versa. Let's say you're married to a woman and you want to cottage another woman. Is that an Isser?
What's the Manakamina?
Why would you want to do that? Did he violate the two possession has a question of a man who slept with a woman. He's a married man, he slept with another woman. So there's a concept of Einan Boel Bilas of Lesnos. So the question is, did he have Kavanah of Kedusha? So the Truma Zedeshin argues that why would he have Kavanah of Kedusha? He doesn't want to violate Rabbeinu Gershom's Takana. Now,
but also because he's not going to, I mean, no matter what, if he does Nisuin, he's going to violate Rabbeinu.
Right, right, okay.
So for sure, someone who you don't really can't do Nisuin on, you're not going to want to be Mahari.
You're saying the whole point of Kedusha is for the person to Nisuin. Okay. Okay, look at his formulation. This man is married and he has relations with a single woman. It must be enough kavana because so he's assuming you violate the kavana gershom right when you're mekadesh.
No, why isn't it just that you're not going to do nisuin on this woman?
The formulation is hayapogeh v'cheren gershom. So he says it's not a trash kedushin because he wouldn't want to violate cheren gershom through this bia. Now again, if bia is the shayla of gemara in kedushin, if bia is in suanos, then it would be shayla. We all bia kedushinos. So the way it's formulated, at least again, I hear you're svara. You're saying, what's the point of kedushin? You're not going to reach nisuin. But the way his formulation sounds like there's no iser of inkershim by kedushin. The other case where a man had a mekudeshes woman who isn't able to get married. She's let's say not there mentally. Then can he right away get married to somebody else, or does he have to get a heter merabana, etc. So that's the same kind of question. Does it apply to a arusa or just to a nisua? So if you look at the source number 16, the Marishtam,
saying that it would be the
Truma, so that should assume it would apply to. Just 1 second. The Marishtam says, "Gam near beinai the afalgab the kafi hadin, afalgab the kafi the kfi hadin arusa isha mikri." We come up on the inin nidan. It's not lochal cherem ben gershom al arusa. It's not ever the nidanim mishvus holich achar b'lasham ani adam. B'lasham ani adam nesu al lechod. So the Marashtam seems to assume that he was going to have to marry two women. Marrying means nesuin. Marrying means full nesuin. But just to mekadesh two women is not a violation of cherem ben gershom.
Is that the first woman or the second woman?
I'm not sure.
Meaning it would make sense. I would understand it if you were only mekadesh your first wife and were never no say your first wife.
Right, they got the kids.
So then maybe I could hear that there's a chilek that you could marry somebody else. Right.
But in the opposite,
if you're... I mean, if you're already married, then I don't really chop with the...
You're not married the second wife, you're just with Hamish.
Means if you're only... What are we asking, like...
Did he violate the Isser right away when you give the woman the ring?
What's an Amina for violating the
Isser? Like, yeah, yeah. Have you called for him? I don't know.
Called for him to what?
Okay, the Kherim would have an Amina.
No, I mean, there's
nothing to the... We don't do it today, but in the old days, you know, with the Haramas, whatever, you know, kind of for a minion. Anyway, the Maisa, this is, seems to be a debate. Let's talk about the first case, where you were married, you were a Mekadosh woman, and for whatever reason you can't go through with the Nisuan, let's say she's missing. It happens. So can you just get married? You need to have to marry a bunny. So from the Trumas Adashen, it sounds like we're more concerned that there's a real violation here, potentially. Whereas from the Marash Tam, it seems like it's not a problem at all. So this could be Tali on the Chakira as well. It's Shem Yisa Achas Achoso, so L'chol L'kshash. You're not having relations with this woman. And if it's a question of... Pardon? No. Well, Friar Shona can't have...
Assuming
she's Pesul. Assuming she's
Pesul, right. I'm assuming that Friar Shona really can't have kids. Which apparently...
Isn't true, though.
Not true,
but yeah. Okay, that's an extreme example of Kashmir Pia. Let's say each time you give her a ring. Okay, the case is normal case. You have Kashmir Pia with a ring.
Which is not
ring.
Cancer to Kashmir
Pia. Right. Well, I have mom get him a Kashmir Pia.
Okay. And you're also there.
Okay. Lamaisa... if it's a concern of Ach Yisach Choso, so in most cases, I would assume there's no concern of Ach Nosach Choso. Whereas, if it's a question of Katata, it could be this would cause a Katata. If it's a question of being fairness, both women, so there's a Chiv Mazonos, meaning even by Arusa, you have to eventually marry her, and if not, 12 months, you have to support her. So the concern from Mizonos would exist. If you're a married man and you give a woman, a ring, so you have to eventually provide Mizonos for her. So there would be a problem there. Okay. If it's a question of the Chukei Medina, I guess it's totally what the Chukei Medina is. What about a Pilegesh? Pilegesh is the opposite. Pilegesh isn't married, right? There's no Ksuba, but you're living with this woman. So in terms of katata, it's certainly katata. In terms of the kshash of farnasa, you have no chiyuv to farnas in pelegish. There's a little kedusha and a little ksuba. In terms of ach as a choso, there is such a katata. So you can play it out, as well. Weiter. That question of pelegish is the halachah between the Yamshar Shlomo, who says it's aser, versus the Knesset Gedolah, who says it's mutter. Right.
The question also might just be like, what are Rabbeinu Yerachim do? Like, it's reasonable to ask her kedushin, even if like technically
right.
The Siva.
Right. The question is, did he?
Right.
So I just don't know. It's a practical question. We don't have the ksav.
Right. It's hard to figure out.
We're showing him quote. This takana. We don't have the actual. We don't even know if he actually wrote it down. But even if he did, we don't have it. We have
right.
We're showing him quoting it. Big issue of the Lachol is Makom Mitzvah. A person can't have children, so he wants to marry another wife. Or a person, has a Yevamah that falls to him, wants to Yibu. So can you violate Cherem and Gershom by having a second wife in order to have children, in order to do the mitzvah of Yibu? So the Dachim Moshe in Aleph, do much closer to Yevamah lo Gazar, the mitzvah, you choose a Mevigdor, have Makom Yibu, knowing Cherem and Gershom. And if you skip down, the same thing in terms of Puruvu. What about Makom Puruvu that your Rabbanei Tzarfas say that if you were there 10 years, so then you could marry another woman? So Makom Mitzvah Lotikain, and Rabbeinu Gersh Rimin says that it's us. So here too, it goes in Makom Mitzvah. So it could be telling in the Chakir also. If it's a Zekel Chorban, it's hard to say he was goes in Makom Mitzvah. Zekel Chorban is it? Makom Mitzvah, according to other reasons, it could be that even Makom Mitzvah, sometimes we have a Takanis Rabban, and then Batal Mitzvah, you don't take a lulav on the first day of Sukkot, this coming year, on Shabbos. You don't take a lulav, Gzer the Rabban, the Gzer applies even to Batal Mitzvah. Okay, that's a gzera chazal. This is a gzera, you know, lower level gzera of you know, Ben Gershom or the Mishnah Shonim. But still, it could be the gzera applies to Makom Mitzvah potentially. And then just the last nafkamina is a question of the Heter Meir Rabbanim. There's a question. The halacha is either Ben Gersh himself said this, or subsequent Doro said in a situation where you're stuck, so you can go around to three different countries and have a 100 Rabbanim sign that you're not negligent by taking another wife. This is usually done in situations where the woman isn't, you know, she's mentally not able to accept the get. She's in a shota. So what are you going to do? You're going to stay single your whole life? I mean, you're married. You're going to stay married to a woman who's a shota. She's living in a home. So the general minhag is that people go around and get 100 rabbanim to sign, and then he's allowed to marry another wife. And usually they do this in mashlisha get, just in case that she'll somehow regain her sanity and she'll be able to accept again. In any case, shaila is, what is the svara for Meir Rabbanim? So some have an approach that we're trying to somehow make it harder for the husband. I mean, he's only going to do it when it's really necessary. He's going to go schlep to three different countries and find 100 rabbanim to sign to make it harder. I was thinking, Svara, I didn't see if I said this, but I thought maybe according to the Mishkas Yaakov, it's a question of Ach Nosa Choso. What's the point of Meir Rabbanim? Pirsum, you go to three different countries and you have 100 rabbanim as part of the thing, three different countries. So you don't have a gishash. Everybody's going to know this man has two wives. And if he has a child from the first wife, so when he marries another wife in a different country, they'll know that the children are incompatible, and he won't have this gezeirah of ach and no se'achoso. There's another half mean. It's not so muchach, but there's a child of chiveshes. If the woman is chiveshes, as the Ben Gershom goes into that.
Doesn't make sense. Marriage doesn't make sense with the achim, right? Like it's purpose, huh?
What do you mean?
What does Meir Rabbanim get you around the...
Right, because Kokei Akum, I mean, the only thing it is that it can help the, you know, explain to the authorities that, you know, this is an extreme circumstance. This guy's not, he doesn't believe in polygamy. This is actually, they only allow Heter Meir Rabbanim in uh-huh. Because no, Meir Rabbanim aren't going to matter it. Because the guy says, yeah, I'm interested in marrying another wife. You know, I'll give it to Yeshiva. It doesn't work that way. You know, you have to have a legitimate reason. Once there's a legitimate reason, I assume the Akum are going to be understanding in their, you know, Chulei Akum. But, okay, we'll see you later.